from the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Why does this room look amazing? What'd you change?
Oh, I just got these custom shades from Blinds.com. It's all online, so it's really easy. Great price, too.
Ugh, I remember shopping for Blinds. I waited around all day just to get a quote.
Hi, sorry I'm late. I know you said just the bedroom, but what do you feel about the
bathroom?
Feel
like I had to say yes, just to get rid of her.
All right, just go ahead and sign here and we'll get everything taken care of.
It took forever, and the worst part, hidden fees. How about you?
I chatted with my Blinds.com design consultant on my time, got free samples, and it was all super high quality at a great price. Plus, they make it easy to DIY or add installation like I did.
Blinds.com sounds way better.
Way better. And everything comes with their 100% satisfaction guarantee. Plus, check this out. I can control them from my phone.
Whoa, magic.
There's a better way. Shop Blinds.com for up to 45% off. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
It's a good thing baseballs already have stitches. Because the way these ball players are hitting them... Yeah, they'd need stitches if they didn't already have them. So the next time you're watching a poor little baseball smacked off the wall in center, keep that little fella in your thoughts. It's hard to be a baseball right now. Baseball is something else. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
I hope Matt's okay with it. Because I didn't really ask. What we may have missed. What we forgot. What we need to touch on. What we promoted that we didn't get to. And even if it's just a minute or two, a mention.
Clean up in aisle three.
Clean up on aisle three. All right, so last night, the Nationals got into Pittsburgh after playing a night game in front of 6,000 people at Lone Depot Park in Miami at about 2:30 in the morning when they landed. By the time you get over to the hotel from the airport, it's a little bit of a ways. I don't know exactly where they stayed, but it's a little bit of a ways from downtown. They probably did not get to bed until 3:30 or 4 in the morning, and they played like it. And Jake Irvin pitched like it. Don't know if he went ahead, but last night the Nationals got clubbed upside the head by the Pittsburgh Pirates 9-4. The Pirates have struggled a little bit here down the stretch. They are now 66-74. You know, what was thought to be at one point a potential playoff team. Again, they've struggled a little bit. The Nationals got off to a great start. They were up 3-0, top of the first. So really, they came out swinging, hacking, and scoring. The problem was, is everything after that sucked. They gave up 5 runs in the second, 1 in the third, 3 in the sixth, lost 9-4. Did Jake Irvin and the Nationals, who again, were up 3-0, at this point, Jake Irvin has struggled here down the stretch. He's now 9-12 with a 4.28 ERA. That's not bad. But 5 innings, 7 hits, 6 earned runs, 3 walks, 4 strikeouts. Didn't allow a home run. So that's good. But again, Jake Irvin, who was so good for the first half of the season, has really kind of, again, come back down to earth here a little bit over the last little while. I just want to pull up his exact numbers for you. Again, got clubbed around last night as we just talked to you. Let me talk to you, LA Night Style. His last start before that against Chicago, a loss. 4 2/3, 8 hits, 7 runs, 7 earned. The start before that wasn't bad. 5 1/3, 2 earned runs, 5 hits against the Atlanta Braves. At Philly, the start before that, 6 innings, 8 hits, 4 earned runs. Not terrible, but 3 home runs allowed. You get the point that Jake Irvin has not been as sharp since really the All-Star break for the Nationals as he was in the first half when he was pretty damn close to dominant. They need more, you know, from, quite honestly, Jerry Kerr, especially when you spot him a 3-0 lead. Nationals not getting the job done last night. The good news for them is they might not be able to play tonight. Well, that's not good news. But at least if they can't play, they can't lose, right? That's because today's game day weather is presented by Pepco. At game time, it's expected to be about 76, 77 degrees, but a pretty good chance of thunderstorms throughout the evening in Pittsburgh at PNC Park. A 78% chance in the 7 o'clock hour, a 94% chance in the 8 o'clock hour, 82% chance, 83% chance between 9 and 11 o'clock, and only after 11 o'clock does it lighten up a little bit, and it's still in the 60s, and it's expected to storm throughout the night in the Pittsburgh area. So don't know if we're going to be able to get baseball in tonight for the Washington Nationals. Again, today's game day weather is presented by Pepco. Storm season is here, and we know a little prep makes a big difference. Get storm informed at pepco.com/storm prep. As we mentioned, a bunch of NFL news while we await word on whether or not Russell Wilson will get to start for the Pittsburgh Steelers in Atlanta against Kirk Cousins as he makes his Atlanta debut. We do know this. Curtis Samuel, who's been dealing with some turf toe, and Mitch Trubisky, gonna be able to go for the Buffalo Bills on Sunday against Arizona, who I did pick. But another former Commander slash Redskin. Actually, he didn't play for the Redskins because he was drafted in 2020 and they changed the name right before the season started. Antonio Gibson. He was drafted by the Redskins. Let's put it that way. Antonio Gibson dealing with a hip injury. He is questionable for Sunday's game for the New England Patriots against Cincinnati. Hunter Henry has been removed from the injury report and ready to go. Josh Downs out for the Indianapolis Colts due to an ankle injury. Kyle Pitts fully participated in practice for a second straight day, according to media reports. He is good to go for the Falcons against Pittsburgh on Sunday as well. Brian Burns, this is important because he's the defensive end edge for the New York Giants and their big acquisition. And backup quarterback Drew Lock, both off the injury report for the G-men and will participate in Sunday's game. We gave you the injury report for the Commanders. We don't have the full injury report, but doesn't look like Marcus Mariota is going to play. And Johnny Newton is going to be very, very, very limited, if at all, playing as well. Dan Quinn saying they will make that decision over the weekend. Meanwhile, last bit of news here in cleanup on aisle three. Commanders team captains for week one. Remember, they're not going to do this for the entire year. They're going to do it week by week. It's a little interesting for me. Not on offense or defense. That's Terry McLaurin and Jeremy Reeves. On defense, a guy I wanted them to move on from because I don't think he's very good. And he hadn't done much of anything. Cleveland Farrell. Not only not cut, not only not traded, but he's a captain. Cleveland Farrell. That's the Commanders week one captains for Sunday afternoon at Raymond James Stadium in Tampa, Florida, where we will be heading off to Tampa in the morning. First to Orlando, then to Tampa tomorrow night. If you're out and about at Raymond James Stadium and you see me, please come say hello. We are planning on being back for Monday's show at 1 o'clock. I'll join AWOD right around 11:30 tomorrow morning. Denton Day and Linnell Willingham right around 3:30 on Sunday afternoon. So we got a lot to do between now and then. And that is how we do clean up on aisle three.
Clean up in aisle three.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Why does this room look amazing? What'd you change?
Oh,
I just got these custom shades from Blinds.com. It's all online, so it's really easy. Great price, too.
Ugh, I remember shopping for blinds. I waited around all day just to get a quote.
Hi, sorry I'm late. I know you said just the bedroom, but what do you feel about the
I feel
bathroom?
Like I had to say yes, just to get rid of her.
All right, just go ahead and sign here and we'll get everything
taken
care of.
It took forever. And the worst part? Hidden fees. How about you?
I chatted with my Blinds.com design consultant on my time, got free samples, and it was all super high quality at a great price. Plus, they make it easy to DIY or add installation like I did.
Blinds.com sounds way better.
Way better. And everything comes with their 100% satisfaction guarantee. Plus, check this out. I can control them from my phone.
Whoa, magic.
There's a better way. Shop Blinds.com for up to 45% off. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Trying to figure out what to eat for dinner yet again? With Knorr Sides and Bouillon as your not-so-secret ingredient, you can skip the drive-thru and do dinner at home. Knorr Taste Combos provide a menu of delicious, affordable, and well-balanced meals that you can prepare in 30 minutes or less. Visit Knorr.com to get quick and easy recipe ideas for your home-cooked weeknight dinners. It's not fast food, but it's so good.